Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Jellico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Good to be back on Blog Talk Radio tonight, lifting up the name of Jesus, and we just want you to feel free to contact your friends and tell them about the broadcast and help us to get the gospel out, and we would like everybody to join us and just lifting the name of Jesus up tonight. That's what we're here for, is to lift him up and to see people saved and healed and set free and just for all their needs to be met. And we just want to thank the ones that have been listening from all over the world, all the new listeners. And we also thank the ones that's been coming on for a long time. We just thank everybody for supporting this ministry and praying for us. And we desire your prayers tonight. Me and Tim's had COVID and we're over it, but still feeling the effects from it. So just remember us in your prayers tonight, and we'll get through it then. We want everybody that's listening by Facebook, we want you to put your prayer request in the comments below, and we'll get back with you and pray over them. If you got a praise report, put it in there. Good to hear about what the Lord's doing for us. And we need to give God the praise for everything that he does for us. So just, if you got a prayer request or a praise report, just put it in there. And we'll see it here in just a few minutes. And our subject for tonight is coming out of James 4:7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We got to submit ourselves to the Lord, wholly and fully to the Lord. And we know that when we do that, we'll have the power to fight the enemy off when he comes around and tries to bully us. We just thank God for everything that he does for us and for the way that he takes care of us and meets our needs. And we're going to have Tim come around here and sing a few songs, and then we're going to have our pastor, Pastor Don Harris, to come and obey the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just bear with him. He'll be with you in just a minute and sing some songs there.
There's my tear down.
Bible, tear the Amen. singing was a blessing to you.
Yes.
Broadcast is a blessing to you. Praise God, and just coming to you and presenting Jesus to you and tell you that you can have life. You can have it more abundantly. Praise the Lord, if we'll look to Him and live. We got several different ones that called in today for requests that need a touch from the Lord, that we want to remember and want you to remember as you're praying. Praise God, the Lord would touch and move. And had a couple from down Benton Way called our brother Melvin and him needing a touch from the Lord and needing God to move. So you remember them and remember our churches all around and about, different ones. Praise God, wherever you go and assemble yourself, we need to pray one for another. Praise
Amen.
God, that we might be strengthened, that we might reach out more and more day by day to the Lord and believe upon Him. Praise God, and we want everybody to remember our grandson, Dakota, praise God, and his wife there that had a little baby, praise God, and it was very small. It had come before time, a couple of months, and you prayed for Abby that the Lord would touch her and strengthen her, and I think the little baby was about 3 pounds and a half or something like that. I'm going to have to keep it several days, but nevertheless, we know the Lord's able to touch them and move for that little baby. Praise God. So you just settle down and reach out to the Lord. Praise God that all you need. The Bible said He's able to meet all of our needs according to His riches and glory of Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise
Amen.
God, and Amen. I appreciate the subject today, and I want to dwell on it just a little bit. Praise God, as you're reading it earlier, down through it, and hallelujah, and praise the Lord for the Word of God and the power of God. Praise God, and we're going back maybe and read just a little bit. Book of James here, the 4th chapter is a very powerful chapter, praise God, and tells you and I, of course, God's Word, praise God, it is powerful, and it's sharper than a two-edged sword. But, brother, I'll tell you, if we'll get in it and abide in it and walk in it, it's going to do us some good, ain't it? It'll help us, it'll give us life, it'll give us strength, and it'll give you joy and peace and happiness in the midst of a perverse nation, a crooked world, and a sinful world that we're in. Praise God. And I would to God that I could stand up here and say that people is coming to God's Word and believing on it. I would that everybody would be saved and get into the Word of God and come to the knowledge of the truth, praise God, that we could all live together one day after a while in the portals of glory. But we know God's Word and what He said, and it's being fulfilled right before our very eyes. We hear about it. Praise God, one of the writers said, our eyes has looked upon it, our ears has heard it, our hands has handled the good word of the Lord. Praise God, and I tell you, Jesus is soon coming back to get His people that's made themselves ready. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, and you know, He come and died and said, it ain't my will that none would perish, but all would come to repentance. Church, let me tell you, lost people, whoever you are, whatever your status is, or wherever you're at in this old world, Let me tell you, Jesus loves you.
Yes,
with an everlasting love. Praise God, and he wants you and me to love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul. You talk about a blessing in a world to live in if people everywhere would turn back to God and begin to ring the prayer bells of heaven. Brother, he'd hear, he'd meet our needs, he'd heal our land and our country and our nation. Praise God, but people don't want to do that. Hallelujah, we're in a day and an hour that they will not endure sound doctrine.
Amen.
Praise God, they're believing everything that's going on but the Word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, but people does not want the Word. But praise God, Jesus said, if we continue in the Word, we shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Yes,
praise God. I don't like to be bound to you. Praise God. And brother, but Jesus come to unlock prison doors, to break chains and holds, and let a people go free, that we can worship him in the spirit and in the truth. Because God's seeking such to worship him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I believe it's time, and it's high time, that the Apostle Paul said that we shake off every weight, praise God, and the sins that easily beset us.
Amen.
And let's run this race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yes, praise God.
Church, I tell you, there's a blessing coming down the road for God's people. One day, you may suffer down here a little bit for the name of Jesus. But friend, look on, beyond this old world. What's awaiting on us? There's no way that the brothers that the preaching the Word of God can go to the fullness of the power of God and what the Lord has prepared first. Ain't no way, praise God, to get it all told how we're blessed and what the Lord is to us and what he's doing first and what he's going to do for them that will look unto him. Praise God, got to look unto Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. But he loves us. And he wants us to cast our cares upon him, because he cares for you. He loves you. I'll read just a little bit here in the book of James. And the subject, praise God, which is very needful, that people do what the Word of God said.
Amen.
Praise God. Paul said, don't just be a hearer. It's good to hear, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Amen.
But Lord, I'll tell you what's so much better when you hear the Word and you do it. Not just being a hearer, but we need some doers. Praise God, that will stand and do one more time what the world, praise God, don't receive or won't have. We need to be doing what God's Word said. Hallelujah. Be a doer and not a hearer. There's a lot of people hears it, but they don't want to do it. But praise God for the Lord to do what he said he'll do for you and me. We got to be doers. We got to be strong in faith. Hallelujah. And don't you believe, brother, praise God, it's time that we begin to himself, praise God, and he told the church out of this, strengthen the things that remain that are ready to die. We need to build ourselves up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping ourselves unspotted from the world, building ourselves up in that most holy faith and the power of God. Hallelujah. Oh, James here started off. Praise God, he said, from whence cometh wars? Praise God. Whence cometh wars? And fighting among you. Praise God, come they not against even of your lust. That warped in your members. Brother, I saw you here fighting and abiding. The fire in one another. Hallelujah. From whence? Come wars. Hallelujah. Wars on every hand and every side. Brother, this ain't a playground. It is a battlefield. Well, you're fighting again. Brother, we're fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against principalities. We're fighting against spiritual weakness in high places. But my Lord, this battle, it's been going on a long time, and it's still going on. And somebody said, we're fighting a battle that we'll never win. I beg your pardon. Hallelujah, we're fighting a battle. Hallelujah, Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold. How many tonight is a lay hold on the word of God? Look at unto Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher, our God, our deliverer, our high tower. Brother, I'll tell you, we can look unto him and live because there's life in him, there's deliverance in him, there's power in the name of Jesus Christ. To destroy every power and every force that will come against you.
Yes, amen.
From whence come war and fighting among you? Come they not hence, even of your own lust? Praise God, Jesus said, you lust and you have not. You fight and devour. Hallelujah. But brother, he said, take heed. Take heed. Yes. Hallelujah. After what we do, we need to have a ear. After hear. I believe the Lord is speaking. Not only through his word. Is he speaking to you and me. But through the Spirit. And through the power of God. My Lord. He's just speaking to us. He's just speaking to these churches and the church world. He that has the ear, let him hear what the Lord is saying, what the Spirit is saying to the church. I believe he's saying, get ready. Come out from among this world and the things of this world and be separated. Saith the Lord, and says, not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Praise God, we got to separate ourselves from this world and take up the cross and follow Jesus.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord. Fighting and warring. Hallelujah. Fighting again. Praise God, Paul, Jesus said. For Paul did there in Romans, we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but we're fighting against principalities. We're fighting against spiritual weakness. For today, preacher, in high places, right in the house of God, old Paul said, when I do good, he was always present. You know what? That's why we need to be full of the Word of God. Put it on in. Oh, let me tell you this Word right here. It's powerful and it's sharper than a two-edged sword. All people tell fiery tales. They tell this and that. And they write and they teach and preach out of some man's book. How that man's made. Brother, but we need to get to the Word of God. Hallelujah. Because that Word will stand. What did Paul tell Timothy? He said, preach the Word. Be instant in season. Out of season. Reprove and rebuke. Well, it's time to rebuke the devil. It's time to rebuke sin. Hallelujah. And don't let it dwell in amongst us. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I know people don't like it when you tell them he's a coming after a glorious church. He's a coming out of a church that's been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. That's got power over all the power. Did you know, saints, and I know you do, every devil that comes against you, if you blood-bought, if you've been redeemed, every spirit that comes against you, we got power in the name of Jesus to put that spirit down. Hallelujah. To put it behind us that we can go on and rejoice. Hallelujah. Paul said one time, he said, I'm forgetting those things that are behind me, and I'm going on. And it's going on tonight. Where you going, preacher? We're going on into perfection. We're going on into higher heights and deeper depths. People have been playing around 20 and 40 years in the same old mud hole. Brother, we need to get out of all things. We need to get into the righteousness and the holiness of the Word of God. And praise God, let every man be a liar. But Paul said, let the Word of God be true. It is truth. Praise God, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and of truth. Oh, John the Baptist come preaching it. My Lord had run out to him and said, are you the Christ? Oh, John said, no, I'm not the Christ. Who are you? He said, I'm the voice of one. I cried in the wilderness. But man, he said, there's a man. There's a man coming after me who's mightier than I am, who's shoe latches. I'm not worthy to stoop down and let loose. He's the one. We got a Father. Don't follow man. We got a Father, Jesus. Jesus handpicked them boys. Hallelujah. And said, come, take up your cross and follow me.
Yeah.
They left everything they had. They left their fathers. Zebedee. Praise God. They left their fishing boats. And they took off after Jesus. Lord, I tell you all this time, we follow Him in the beauty of holiness. Not laying again dead works under repentance, but going on just a little bit. Do you think that we're as deep as we can be in this thing? Brother, I'll tell you, we're just barely scratching the top of the ground. There's a height in Him. There's a depth in Him. Look what our early church was at. Hallelujah. And brother, what the Lord I've done for them, He'll do for you and me. Praise God, you see this world a waxing worse. Evil men and seducers. preachers. I will praise God. I like to look for a church that's coming out of wilderness, coming out of darkness, full of power, full of the anointing, full of the word of God that the Lord Jesus said. When he sent them boys out, he said, go into all the world. Preach my gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And what he said, friends, he said, the signs will follow them that believe in my name. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And he said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world.
Amen.
Well, let me say, it ain't that he left us.
Come on.
He made us a promise, didn't he?
Yeah.
He said, I'll never leave you. Praise God, but people left him.
That's
in
it.
Works, he says, you denied me.
Yes.
Praise God, in old man, let me tell you, all people say today, little sin don't matter. But a little bit of sin will take you to hell.
Yes, it will.
Little leaven will leaven up the whole lot. Hallelujah. Praise God, we got to be pure.
Amen.
We got to be holy.
Come on,
somebody says you'll never be that way. Brother, I'll tell you what. Jesus didn't die on the cross in vain. My Lord, when he shed his blood, praise God, and it washes down through you in your heart. If any man be in Christ, is a new creature. Praise God, old things have passed away. Behold, all things are made new. What makes people think, my Lord, I'd sin a little bit and still go to heaven? Paul James said, praise God, or John did, them that sin, they're the devil.
Amen.
Praise God. We can't be of the devil and go to heaven. Praise God. We got to be of Jesus. And but he said, I'll take my bow down inside of you. And I'll dwell in you. Praise God. He said, far out are dogs and sorcerers and warmer where they at. They're far out yonder, my Lord. Hypocrites uncircumcised in heart and ear. Praise God, what did little old Stephen say about it? He said they resist the Holy Ghost as our forefathers did. And he said, even to you do it. Resisting. What's people doing? Resisting the Word of God. Resisting the power of God. Not following him in the beauty of holiness. Praise God. About everything else. Worldly lust. Praise God, but didn't want to say how I love Jesus.
Amen.
Well, we don't love him. We don't keep his commandments, do we?
Come on.
He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Somebody said, well, we got people are preaching everywhere. Well, I'm telling you, the devil can preach, can he?
Amen.
He knows more scripture than you and I does. Praise God, and he can preach. He can do a lot of things, but he can't live right. Praise God, and he can't take me and you to heaven.
That's right.
Only Jesus can do that.
Amen.
From whence? Wars. Praise God. From whence come fighting among you? Come they not hissed of your own lust? Praise God, that war in your memories. People's a war and a fighting. Praise God. Well, I'll tell you what. What Jesus come for, he come to put down sin.
Yes,
he did. Hallelujah. Our bodies is a temple of the Holy Ghost. And God will dwell in us and live in us. Hallelujah. Now let me read on. Praise God. Fight more, yet you have shall not, because you ask not.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You reckon that's the reason? Praise God, we see a mighty move of God. Hallelujah. In our church, I don't care where you at. It don't matter where you go to church at. Up to me. But if we go to church somewhere and we call ourselves a Christian and we say we've been born again, they ought to be a move of the Spirit.
Amen.
A moving in the midst of us. Praise God. I'll tell you, because when you get right with Jesus, when you repent of your sins, he comes into your heart and into your life. He takes his bow down inside of you. Praise God. He takes that old heart out of you. And he puts a new heart in. You ain't dead no longer. You're alive, praise God. You're alive through the Spirit and through the anointing of God. Hallelujah, alive. Praise God. But whence come wars and fighting among you? Hallelujah. Abel the Lord. A one faith. A one baptism. We all baptized in the heavenly churches. In the one church. Praise God. The church of Jesus Christ. Praise God. The church of the living God. And the apostles established. And Paul said, as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation and another build thereupon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereon.
Thank you, Jesus.
For no other foundation can a man lay, rather that is laid.
Right.
What is being a Christian? It's being Christ-like. You repent of your sins.
Amen.
You get born again. You take up the cross. You kill out the works of the flesh, the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You put it down. I know it'll keep rising up, but praise God, greater is he that's in me and you.
Amen.
Than he that's in the world.
Right.
Did not the Lord give us power over all the powers.
Amen.
Of the enemy?
Yes.
Praise God, didn't he give us power to stand?
Amen.
Praise God, before this lost and dying world, and not for sin, a dead body, but a living creature, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But he said, praise God, you asked. Hallelujah. Verse 3, you asked and received not, because you asked amiss.
Amen.
That you may consume it upon your lust. Hallelujah. We asked and received not. Hallelujah. Why? Because we asked amiss.
Amen.
Praise God. But Jesus said, boys, if you abide in me and my word, I abide in you. Didn't he say you can ask what you will?
Amen.
In my name, and I'll do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'll tell you, I guess there's more devils out there preaching than there are real homeless people.
Come on.
Come on.
But in the end time, who's going to win?
Yeah.
Praise God, God's church.
Amen.
It's going to rise like it ain't never rose before.
Amen.
Praise God, and many people are going to recognize that he's still God. But it's going to be too late for a lot of people to get in. Hallelujah. I tell you, today is the day of salvation.
Yes,
he said, if you hear my voice, harden not your hearts.
Amen.
But he said, you asked. You asked of me.
Yes.
That's what people are doing. They asked him. Everybody's asking, Lord, do this or that. But they're asking amiss, cause they consume it upon their own lust.
Right.
Or it's, how much gain am I going to get out of it? Praise God. What's the Lord going to get out of it?
Amen.
Am I going to be a servant of righteousness and of holiness? Am I going to say, like the apostles did, not my will, but thy will be done. Did not the word of God say we're not our own no more?
Amen.
We've been bought by price, called out, patterns and examples to a world that's in darkness.
Amen.
And Jesus said more than one time, he said, let your light so shine.
Yeah.
Not as putting your candle under a bushel and under a bed, but put it on a candlestick.
Yeah.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
People let the flesh shine out more.
Amen.
Than they let Jesus shine out of their heart and life.
Come on, that's good.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You run upon a man in a high dress. Praise the Lord. He spoke and said, I'm a preacher.
Come on.
But his light ain't shining.
Amen.
You tell me, what's it, when a woman looks at him, what is she going to see? How they're dressed? Or the light that Jesus has got in them?
Come on.
Or vice versa?
Yes.
When a man sees a woman high dressed.
Come
on. I don't care, church man, whatever it is. Devil's going to get his teaching. That's the reason, praise God, we got to get rooted and grounded and settled in the Lord and not be pulled away.
Yes. Amen.
With the lust of this world and the lust of the flesh.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Get quiet.
Amen.
I tell you, he left us here for a purpose, didn't he?
Yes.
For a reason.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. But then, could you back up and look that all Jesus has done for me and you?
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Is there any way, brother, that I can ever praise him enough for what he's done?
That's right, brother.
If he ain't never done nothing but forgive me of my sins and save my soul. I live to be 100. Woo! I still can't praise him enough.
Amen.
Because he died on the cross of Calvary that I could live.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Yes, and receive not. Boy, I don't like that. Praise God, I hate to see people ask and not receive.
Amen.
But I read in the book where Jesus said, if you're abiding in me, my word abiding in you. So what you got to do, preacher? I've got to get the word abiding in me.
Amen.
I've got to abide in the world. I'll say it again, we're still in the world, but we're not out of the world.
Amen.
How can a man walk in the fleshly part and please God is envy against God?
Amen.
Not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can be.
Amen.
But a man that walks in the Spirit of God,
yes,
they are the sons of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Don't tell me the Spirit of God will lead you into sin. Will it?
Nope.
It won't lead you. The Spirit of God won't lead nobody into sin. Where's the Spirit lead you to? The Spirit of God won't lead me into the things of this world.
Amen.
Spirit of God won't leave me.
Right.
I'll flatter some other man's wife.
Amen.
Oh.
Hallelujah. I'm let off. It's towards the Spirit. It ain't the Holy Ghost. It's the devil. It's the lust of a flesh.
Amen.
Come on.
Pulling people down. Pulling people away. It's envy in God. Hallelujah. But the Spirit of God. And of all time, if I were led by the Spirit all time,
thank you,
I'd be a lot higher,
yes,
in the realms of the Holy Ghost. We'd be a lot deeper in this book right here, in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Because the Word, the Spirit, will lead you to truth.
Amen.
It won't lead you to lie.
Right.
Spirit of God won't lead you into a lying spirit.
Amen.
It won't lead you smoking pot.
No.
Or drinking whiskey.
Come on.
It'll lead you to holiness.
Yeah.
And if there's another spirit to lead us, we better get rid of it.
Amen. Come on.
Or it'll lead you to hell at the end of the road. Listen, what he said, verse 4, my, get stouter, you're adulterous, and adulterous, hallelujah, this is the word of God,
amen,
you're adulterous and adulterous, know ye not that the friendship of the world in me with God.
Right.
Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God.
Yes, amen.
Well, tell me. Adulterous and adulterous generation. Hallelujah. And if the friendship, this world, it ain't going to lead you into more God.
No.
More homes. Look at our world today. Full of sin. Full of corruption.
Right.
Will not repent. Will not turn back to God.
Amen.
Keep walking in it.
Right.
Paul told them one time, said, you ought to have been teachers. You ought to have been preachers. But still need somebody. Praise God to teach you.
Yes.
And I say you can't be. I'm going to say this. We're in this world, but we're not a friend of this world.
That's right.
Amen.
We're not a friend. We're called out. We're chosen.
Yes.
We ordained of God for this hour. What are you ordained for, preachers? What are you ordained for, saints? Praise God. To bring forth the word of God.
Amen.
To show people to believe that our God is able.
Yes.
To work miracles.
And
praise you. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I'll tell you, it's left up to us. If you love a person, you love your kids, you love your families, you ain't going to tell them a lie, are you? You're going to tell them something. Praise God, or some way to go that will cause them to get hurt or even to get killed. You ain't going to tell them to stay in a house and hit them burning down.
Amen. Come on.
You're going to tell them you got to get out of there.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm telling you, the Lord's going to burn this place one of these days.
Yeah.
As he burnt Sodom. Yeah, no. He's going to burn it one more time. He's going to burn down this thing. The Bible says he's going to melt in a fervent heat to sink to rise no more.
Yes.
Nevertheless, you and me, according to these promises, look for a new heaven and a new earth. For in what? Well, of righteousness.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Well,
thank you, Lord. Thank you.
It's time. He said you lust and you desire to have, but you have not because you ask not of me.
Thank you,
Jesus. Lord, we need to be asking him for life.
Amen.
We need to ask him for strength.
Right.
Yes.
I won't say this. I don't preach to try to hurt people. Don't preach it to try to put nobody down.
Mom.
Friend, it's my duty to tell you the truth.
Amen.
Because I love you, I tell you the truth. I ain't going to stand in judgment day.
Thank you, Jesus.
And somebody's blood running off the end of my hands.
Amen.
Because I won't tell them what the word said. Preach the word.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Man,
you.
We're living in a sinful. Why? Praise God, people's turning away from the truth.
Yes.
Writer said, we're ever learning. People trying to get bigger and better, wanting to learn more and more.
Amen.
Paul said, they're ever learning, but they won't ever come to the knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
I got to tell you again, if we get in the truth's going to set you free.
Yes, it will.
People's bound with spirit.
Amen.
They bound the devils.
Come on.
They bound all kind of filthiness and ungodliness, worldly lust. And the only one that can set you free, praise God, the only thing is the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed on Calvary.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Glory.
Church, he's alive, my God.
Yes, hallelujah.
He's alive.
Glory to God.
He's alive forevermore.
Yes.
We need to scream it.
Glory to God.
Wake the town and tell the people, you better get ready.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus is coming. Look, right. You read your Bible.
Yes.
It's all pointing. What else are they to be fulfilled? A few more things.
Yep.
Revelation. They're coming fast.
Amen.
Swiftly, they're moving in this land,
amen,
in this country. And I'd like to be able to tell you that the church world is gaining ground, but I'm afraid it's a backing up.
Come on.
And I felt some bad rejection spirits. Some maybe even a little upset at me.
Come on.
Praise God, because I tell us, we got to learn to praise him. We got to learn to testify.
Yeah, come on.
We got to learn to live for him.
Amen.
Look, I got to say it again. The grace of God that brought salvation did this to Peter and me. It's Peter and all men.
Yes.
Teaching us, denying ungodly, worldly love. You got to live sober,
yes,
and righteous and godly. Where at? In this present world.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I feel they run backwards from Jesus. It's ashamed of him.
Amen.
People be ashamed of you.
Right.
They'll be ashamed of Jesus. But I got a word for that. You're ashamed of him.
Come on.
He said, I'll be ashamed of you.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Paul said, Lord, I ain't ashamed of the gospel. I ain't ashamed of this word.
Amen.
Or what Paul said. He said, God, it's the power of God unto salvation.
Yes.
To them that does what? To them that believe.
Amen.
Do we believe the word?
Amen.
You believe it. Pray to your heart. You confess,
yes,
with your mouth.
Amen.
Confession is made unto salvation.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, well, it's time we cried out. Time we cried out, the Father, Lord Jesus, help us, God, to be what you'd have us to.
Amen.
Now, it says not, do you know that the Scripture? Do you think that his scripture said in vain? You think the word of God said in vain? You think the Lord just put all this down here for a funny book?
No.
No, it's the word of God.
Amen.
You think the scripture said in vain? Hallelujah. The spirit that dwell, I might ought to back off from that.
Come on.
Hallelujah. You think the scripture said in vain? The spirit that dwells in us lust to err. The spirit that dwells in us don't lead us into lust.
Amen. Amen.
And to err away from the truth.
Right.
And I know you may have a battle with your flesh. Now, it wants you to lust. It wants to lead you into lust. To err away from the Word of God and from the love of Jesus Christ. But I tell you, the anointing of God ain't leading you out yonder in sin.
That's right.
It ain't leading me in sin.
Amen.
The Spirit of God don't lead us in sin.
Right.
Somebody's asked me a lot of questions for the last 2 years. And I have to come back and tell them what the Word of God said.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I ain't out to please people.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
I ain't out to please man.
Right.
We're here for one reason. That's to please Him, Jesus Christ, and die first. Sure. I can fold this Bible up. I can lay it down at home. I can go out there. I can party. I can smoke. I can get high. I can run with women. Praise God. I can do all these other things. But my God, tomorrow I may die. Where will I spend eternity?
That's it. Come on.
Don't lust her. But God of the star. My Lord, I felt enough of God's Holy Ghost. My Lord, to go all the way with
it.
To fast of your fight, Paul said of faith. Lay hold on eternal life.
Yes.
Amen.
Woo! Praise the Lord.
Tell you, I'm feeling good.
Glory to God.
I didn't want to come call me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Devil tried to talk me out. Said, you ain't able, you can't even preach. Wore out, voice wore out, felt busy headed. My Lord, I feel like a king. I feel like I can run through a truth, leap over a wall. Glory to God. Devil, lie to you going to come.
Amen.
Woo.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Spirit dwell. I could take you into a lot of deeper stuff.
Yes.
Make a lot of people mad.
Come on.
Spirit, don't tell me things happening in these churches all around and about.
Amen.
And they don't like, oh, it's the Spirit. No, I'm afraid it ain't. A lot of things are going on. A lot of people's got something in their minds.
Amen.
They got a little bit in their spirit that ain't of God.
Amen.
A little bit of the flesh, a little bit of the lust. What we got to do, Paul said, we got to crucify it, didn't he?
Amen.
We got to crucify it. We got to kill it out.
Right.
Let me say, the more you feed the flesh, the bigger it gets. Right?
Yes.
Right.
Cut him off. And you don't feed the flesh. He's going to get weaker. The flesh is.
Amen.
But the spirit, and you start feeding the spirit man.
Yes.
Well, you feed him. The word of God, the meat.
Thank you, Lord.
You're feeding you yourself the meat, the word of God.
Amen.
You'll become stronger and stronger. And it'll make you want to get up and go and praise the Lord.
Come on. Praise God.
It will.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. My goodness. Time's done passed away. Hallelujah. Let me get off of here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But Jesus loves us.
Yes.
I love you. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't tell you the truth.
Amen.
I'd be out here, praise God, rabbit hunting or something, running around. But because I love you, the Lord put it in my spirit, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
So when I stand on judgment day, I say it again. I ain't going to stand there and the Lord should look at me and say, well, you didn't tell them the truth.
Come on.
You patted the devil on the back.
Come on.
Because you didn't hurt his feelings.
Come on.
Hallelujah. I know people won't go to church when you tell people you got to be led by the Spirit. You got to let the Holy Ghost lead you and guide you
Amen.
Into all truth and into righteousness
Amen.
And holiness.
Way.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to get off here and let my brother preach a while. Hallelujah. I appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the anointing of God. Hallelujah. I'll pick this up next week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 6. But he give more grace. You done what? Did I read that right, Vicki?
Yeah. Yeah.
But he give more grace. Woo. But he give more grace. What for? He said, God resists the proud.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But he give grace unto the humble.
Yeah.
I'll get on into this next time. Hallelujah, coach. It takes another 2 hours preaching. Hallelujah. And you give grace unto the humble. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Devil will flee from you. Praise God. Don't the devil never torment your mind, preacher? You better believe he does.
Yes.
You better believe it. I have said and let the devil get in my mind till I didn't even feel worthy to get up and call on the name of Jesus. Till I had to ask the Lord to forgive me.
Yeah.
Clean my mind. Sanctify my mind. Give me the mind of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
What is the mind of Christ? A colored woman said down in Georgia one time, we need to get the mind of Christ. A do right mind.
Amen, that's right.
You get the mind of Christ, you'll have a do right mind.
Amen.
It won't want to do wrong. It won't want to go wrong. It won't lead you wrong. It'll lead you in the truth, into righteousness, into holiness. Praise God. May the Lord bless you. You pray for our brother James. All of them, Tim, will come back and sing, but we love you. Pray much. Pray for the broadcast. Pray for our grandson and his wife and that little bitty 3-pound baby.
Yeah.
It's doing good. It's breathing on itself, but you continue praying for him.
Yeah.
Continue praying for Brother Melvin and them to call. Several more to call. And some that I ain't going to mention, but needs God to deliver.
Yeah.
So you, as Tim comes right on. Pray one for another. We appreciate everybody. Love you.
I found myself at a crossroads. I knew the time was right. For God's Holy Spirit spoke to my heart that time. He showed me my lost condition. I vowed in full contrition. And now I'm in a new position. Cause I made up my mind. I made up my mind. No matter what others say, I won't follow Christ and walk in his ways. So the battle gets hard and the road gets steep. That's okay. I set my heart on becoming like Christ, dying with him and raised to new life. All things of this world I'm leaving behind, so I made up my mind. Trouble came running to me, so I had to make a choice. Whether run or take a stand against this evil boy. And after all, God did for me, and Jesus blessed that set me free. I chose to walk in liberty, and I made up my mind. I made up my mind, no matter what others say. I will follow Christ, and walk in his way. So the battle gets hard, and the road gets steep. That's okay. I set my heart on becoming like Christ, dying with Him and raised to life. All things of this world I'm leaving behind, 'cause I made up my life. All things of this world I'm leaving behind, 'cause I made up my mind.
Woo! Yeah, made my mind up.
Thank you, Jesus.
205, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles, Detroit, Alabama.
Amen. Just go ahead and obey the Lord.
All right, sis. I just want to say I praise the Lord and I thank Him for the opportunity to get to lift up that wonderful name, that name by which all men must be saved, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Bless the Lord.
What this subject is about tonight, you know, it's so great a subject, you know, it's about, it says this, submit yourselves therefore to God. And I believe right there is what stopped so many people in this world from actually serving God, is they don't want to give in to Him. They don't want to give up everything they think is so good to get what's best. And I've learned it. You don't give up, then you gain when you come to Jesus. And when you say, Lord, here am I, you know, you surrender yourself to God and say, Lord, you made me. You put me, you give me life. You bless me every day. God, here, if you need me, whatever you need for me. And I'll tell you something, that's what He's talking about. I'm going to back up about verse 4 there and read this a little. And He said, talk to Him, said, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Friend, when you submit yourself to God, you're saying, you're my friend. You're who I need. You're what I need for my soul. You hold the keys to eternity. You're the one that gives me bread. You're the one that gives me life. Lord, this world can't give me nothing but headaches, heartaches, heart pains, troubles and trials, all these things. So you deliver me from them all. Dear God, it's you I want to serve. I want to submit myself to you, Lord. And I ask you to forgive me. Take my sins away. Let me be born again. Do a heart transplant on me. Take that old stony heart out. Put in that heart of flesh that I can truly submit my heart to you. And Lord, that's what you do. We got people today that they come in there with that. My way, ain't nothing about Yahweh God. It's my way of serving. I know how I want to do it. Lord, I had my mind made up that when I come to serve you, I was going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this for you. But God may have something else for you. There may be something that you're better suited for, something He's got lined up for you. And this right here is one that can tell you about it. When you get in and try doing it your way, you're not doing it right. You got to submit to God. His plan for you, His plan of salvation, is to trust and believe in Jesus with all your heart, your mind, and your soul and your strength. And glory to God. Then give Him that. Give Him your all. Praise God. Hallelujah. He can use you then. But if you got this part over here, I'm going to hold this back. And I ain't going to let God tell me what to do. I'm just going to do this for Him. I know it'll please Him. You can't please God unless you're doing God's will for you. Praise the Lord. You can't be the life that He wants you to be to your family unless you're first. That's what submitting to God means. It says this. We love to hear it in church. I've heard preachers preach just a lot. It says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. All we got to do is resist him and he'll get away from you. That ain't what it said. It said, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Then it says, resist the devil. and they'll flee from you. You first got to be in the will of God, and you got to truly be in God, and he's got to be in you, Lord. That Holy Ghost, and we need the Holy Ghost. That's the power of God to resist the devil and to flee. He's scared of God, and I guarantee you, ain't one of us, and he's scared of us. Ain't one of us. He won't try and tempt and put through trials and tribulations because he wants you to break down. You remember the Bible talked about old Job, all the things that happened to him. He took all of his money, all of his cattle, all of his sheep, everything, then took his children, then put boils and sores on him. And Job got down as the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, how many people today is willing to give up everything to get a hold of Jesus? Because, friend, if you ain't got it that way, more than likely you don't have it. And I'm sorry. And I'm like Brother Don. I don't want to say something. I hurt your feelings. But if your feelings are so easy hurt that the truth tears you up, then you believe in a lie start with. It never was about me. It was all about Jesus. It's all about God. And that's what we're here for, is to serve God, to ask him to come into us and make us be Christians, to be Christ-like, to love our enemies, to love everybody, to be a light, to shine a light so bright that they can see how foolish they are to serve the world. Because the ones that serve the world, that's all they ever get, is what little time we spend here. And the rest of their time is going to be in a lake of fire, hallelujah God, burning with brimstone. And there won't be no relief. There won't be no escape. There won't be no hope. There won't be no peace. There won't be no joy. We get all that with Jesus, and we get eternal life. Glory to God. What a bargain. Because I didn't bring nothing to the table, but an old rag. And he loved me enough, hallelujah God, that when I cried and begged him to forgive me and to come into my heart, he was willing to accept me as I was and to clean me up and make me and like he said, please bought for the price. I'm no longer my own. I belong to God. If he says, do this, Brother James, I want to be one that says, Lord God, yes, Jeremiah, I'm ready to go. And believe me, sometimes he sends me places I don't want to go. Sometimes he keeps me there long enough to give me a will accomplished and to see people change. Glory to God. I tell you what, he's always right. And most of the time, I'm always right. I've learned that through you. Glory to God. And here's what I want to read this to you about submitting to God. It comes out of the 10th chapter of Romans. And he's talking about the words. But what saith? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God raised thee from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now glory to God. If you believe that, and if you confess that, then glory to God. That means that you recognize him as the Almighty God. You recognize him as the supreme sacrifice, the blood he shed would wash our sins away, to grant us eternal life. His spirit would make his abode with us. And why would you not give up and say, Lord, I rebuke this world, and I'm seeking heaven. I'm not living for this down here. I'm in here, but I don't have to be part of it. God, I want to be part of your kingdom. I want to be a child of the living God. I want to know that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's what it's about, folks. Hallelujah. And in this field, Brother John preaches it. I preach it. If you can't praise God, it's because you don't know God. That makes you mad at me. But it's the truth in God. He said this. He said, if you won't praise God, if the rocks would immediately cry out and praise God. If we won't, then the very rocks would. Because he made them do, and the rocks would have sent up to cry out. But us, in our stubbornness might go to church and say, well, I don't feel like praising today. I don't feel like giving in and raising my hands today. I don't feel like lifting my voice and saying, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done in me. Thank you, God, for the breath I'm breathing. Thank you, Lord, that I woke up this morning. Hallelujah. And God knows it. No. I don't feel like that today. Things are going wrong. I've had trouble. I've had trials. I just don't feel like praising God. It's just because you don't know him. Like he said, you never submitted to him. You've got to give up. And glory to God, if you want to know who the biggest enemy you've got to your salvation is, get you a big mirror. And you sit and you look in that mirror. Right there is the one that gets between you and submitting to God. You can't let go of something. Hey, something has got a hold of you. Something you don't give up. And praise God, if you don't give it up, you're giving up salvation. You're giving up Jesus. You're giving up the blood. Hallelujah. It's time that we get back to work. We can be proud of who we are in God. I'm not proud of being me, but I'm proud of Jesus being in me. That's what my kids need to see. That's what the people of this world need to see out of us. You claim to be a Christian, then be a Christian. You claim to praise and worship God, then open your mouth and do it. Don't be ashamed. Glory to God. I went to work at a place in Lexington, Kentucky. I went in that building. I didn't say nothing much to nobody. I went in and I worked, and them boys got to watch me. And they'd watch me at dinner. I'd bow my head, pray out loud over my food, asking to bless the people that worked there. And they come through and say, you're a preacher, ain't you? Never told them a word. God told them. That's a light shining. Folks, if you can't do that, if you can't praise God in church, you're telling me a lie to say you do it out here. Because this world is not real friendly to praising God. They don't like the name of Jesus. Some of them are atheists. Some of them are just hard-headed. Some of them don't want to submit. They ain't giving in to nobody. Well, praise God. I give in to Jesus, and it's the best move I ever made. Hallelujah. He didn't just forgive me. He come into me. He's part of me. I'm in a royal priesthood. Hallelujah, God. I have a place. He's going to prepare for me. And guess what? He's coming back to me. Hallelujah. If I live, when he comes, I'm going up with him. And praise God. If I die before he comes, I'm still going up with him. Ain't nothing can stop me but the one in the mirror. That's the only thing can stop you and get between you and heaven is that one that stares back at you when you look in the mirror. Only one. The devil can't do it. The devil can only tempt you and try you and put stuff in front of you. If you fall for it, that's you that did it. If you can't praise God, that's you that feels your own and won't let God in. If you go to church, all you can do is sit there like that. Praise that you watch every once in a while. Wondering what you're going to have for dinner. And praise God, you went for the wrong reason. You went to be seen. You went to raise up your opinion, people's opinion. But praise God, I'm going to tell you where your opinions will be. Aren't they sold out to God? Because here's what it says over in the book of Luke. In Luke 9, it says this. He said this unto them all. If any man, woman, boy, or girl will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily, every day, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Glory to God. He's telling you, praise God. You're so worried about doing things your way and your life. You want to run it. You want to be the ball. You want to be the one that shepherds you. Well, glory to God. There ain't but one shepherd. His name is Jesus Christ. He leads the flock. If you can't follow him, you'll be like a dumb sheep and walk off a cliff and kill yourself. You've got to pick that cross up every day. Every day. Follow him in his footsteps. Love people out here. Tell them the good news. What good news is that? I've been watching the news. I ain't seen no good news lately. And you don't need to watch the news. You better go read the Bible a little bit. Read the promises of God. Look at what he's got laid up. His door for them that love him, them that love him to God. Them that'll submit themselves in the hidden. The Lord's Prayer, I praise God, that thy will be done. And it says, in earth, not on earth. In earth means us. In earth, as it is in heaven. That's what it says. And glory to God, they can't submit enough. That will can be done. I praise God. He wants the people that seek after him. Well, how does they do it? With your whole heart. That's the day you'll find Jesus. You can't find him. Well, have your heart on the world. And the other half wants salvation. They don't go together. If you still got half your heart on the world, you're an enemy to God. That's exactly what we read. I praise God. And I thought about this. It says this over here. And I want to read this. It comes out of chapter 18 in the book of Luke. And it says this, starting at verse 18. Then a certain ruler asked him, saying, good man. What shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one. That's God. He said, thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and mother. And I said to him, said, well, all these have I kept from my youth up. And Jesus said, now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, ye lackest thou one thing. Sell all that ye have, distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come follow me. Oh, praise God. Wait a minute. You don't understand. I got a lot of money. I got big houses. I got a huge farm. I got all this stuff. You don't just sell it all. Sell it and give it to the poor. You don't trust God to give you what you need. You don't trust God for salvation. And I'm going to tell you something. And this may be unpopular, and I don't really care. But all these multi-million-dollar preachers out here in this world that's just stinking rich, it's real hard. Then we'll go see and God will multiply it back to them. Although you don't ever see it come back because it's been their coffers, man. And they're multi-millionaires. Huge jet planes they fly around. Limousines taken to the church. All these things. And you know what? I'd ask them, are you willing to sell all you have and give it to the poor and go follow Jesus? Can you take up your cross and follow him? Well, praise God. I ain't never had much, but what I've had was gifts from God. What I've had, I've been blessed with by the man with the Lord. And glory to God, if he wants me to sell what little I got, then ain't much going to be brought for me. But I'm willing to sell it to get more. Hallelujah. It's like a brother said, we get to be in high class, thinking, I've got the Spirit of God. Boy, glory to God. Get up in church, you know, and break up, walk out of church, and they never do it. But when they're in church, they want to let everybody see how good they are. Praise God, do it in Walmart. Do it uptown somewhere. Get out on the street corner and break down and go to praying for people. Because praise God, that's where it's at, friend. It ain't just in the church now. This would be in your house. This house. Everywhere you go. Why? Because you submit to God. You give up your life for the life he wants to give you. And he will multiply good things to you. It's your Father's good will to give you the good things. He don't want you down here walking around with nothing. But praise God, did you know riches blinds the eyes and the heart of man? They'll blind you to God because in riches shine so bright that many of people has been made a fool of by gold and silver. Praise God. And you go, Jesus, you got the riches of the whole world inside your heart that'll be with you day and night, no matter the trouble, no matter the trial, no matter the tribulation. Glory to God. God. He's there. And he'll always be there. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I will go with you all the way. Well, your riches may play out. If they keep going, they're fixed to pick a whole bunch of new IRS agents. Your riches may be taken. They may find out you owe them money. They're going to come get you. Simple as that. Praise God. You know what? If you ain't got nothing that they can take except your salvation, I guarantee they won't take that. And they can't take that because it's yours forever. It's yours as long as you submit yourself to God. He's going to give himself to you. And that's what people don't know. Hallelujah, God. I got something I want to go through before I get done tonight. If y'all got your Bible, go with me to the 37th Psalm. And there's things in here he says to do. In this Psalm, me and Sister Betty been going through some of them this week. And I want to read that to us and go through what he said. And I'm going to start at verse 1. Yeah. God, open up their hearts, their ears. God, let it be the part of their lives that they hold to from this moment on. Glorify your soul in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Verse 1 says, fret not thyself because of evil, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. You know, we serve God and seem like we're doing without having a hard time. Used to bother me when I was fresh into Christianity. And I've worked so hard, tried to scrape ahead, and I look at these people over here drinking and doping, and they got a big fine house, new cars, motorcycles, boats, all that stuff. And I used to think, oh, God, I'm serving you and living for you, and they got all that. And, you know, it took God speaking to my heart and letting me know, you got a lot more than they got. You got a lot more than they got. And I learned to quit being envious because I've seen a lot of them with all that stuff and them wind up in prison and all their stuff taken from them. But praise God, I still got God. He's never slacked up. He ain't never quit protecting me. He ain't never quit loving me and keeping me. So you don't fret yourself on what they got. Just think about what God gives you. It said, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. It says this, trust in the Lord. That's number one. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be feasted. Think about that for a minute. Trust in the Lord and do good. Verily, thou shalt be feasted. Live in this land, and you'll be fed. When the highest groceries are, I'm glad to know that God ain't going to let me starve to death. I'm glad to know that he's going to be with me. It don't matter. He's going to feed me. He's going to take care of me. He's going to supply to me. Hallelujah. Why? Because I trust in the Lord. I don't trust this government. I really don't trust our government. But I trust Jesus Christ. I trust the one that went to Calvary and died for each and every one of us. I trust him to do what he said. Glory to God. It goes on, it says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Now I'm going to ask you a question. What is it your heart's desire? Are you desiring to see the world changed and come to know Jesus? Are you desiring to see your neighbors around you don't know come to the Lord? Are you desiring to see your children come to know Jesus and be blessed of him, your grandchildren, your family members, your friends? Glory to God. Because what is the desire you want? Is it, I want a new car. I need a new car. I want a bigger house, better house. I want to own more land. I want a fishing lake on my property where it's fish. Your heart's not right. Your heart's barking up the wrong tree like an old coon dog goes on to you. Barking up the tree, they ain't no coon dog. That's what you're doing. You're seeking after something that won't last, something that can't do nothing for you. But praise God. God can do it all for you. Friend, he said, ask whatever you will. Glory to God. And he said, I will do it. But praise God. The first thing you got to do you can laugh yourself in God. If I pray for one of them, I say, God, I want to be like Elijah. I want a double portion. A double portion. Why, God? What you done done for me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, that's what I want. Now, you can pray for what you want, but what I need is more God. What I need is more Holy Ghost. What I need is more power over the enemy. Where I can keep him off my feet. Where I can pray him off this nation. Glory to God. We fight the wickedness in the high places. Glory to God. We see laws be passed trying to take all our freedoms away. They're fighting against the name of Jesus. But I'm going to delight myself in the Lord. It says this, and this is where that giving yourself up to God, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. See, you trust your way unto God. And you don't, because he said, he maketh a way when there seemeth to be no way. Glory to God. Have you ever been there? When you didn't know how in this world you're going to pay this bill. And if you don't pay it, you ain't going to have no lights in your house. If you don't pay it, you ain't got no heat in your house. If you don't pay it, you're going to lose your car. Ain't got no way to go to work. And all of a sudden, there's a way made. You couldn't figure it out, and the wisdom you think you got, you couldn't find that way. But all of a sudden, there's God, and there seems to be a way made where there was no way. I've paid many of people when I didn't have no money. That people come back and say, you know, I was at church, and the Lord has put it on my heart to give you this. I've had that done over and over in my life. And glory to God. That's our good God. But you first have to do what you see. The Lord will commit your way unto God. And then he'll make that way for you. But we don't do that. We get the men is bad. Men, I'll work overtime. I'll get you another job. I'll do this. I'll do that. And glory to God. What we need to do is wear out the knees of our breeches and get down and praise God. Because he's the way maker. He's the chain breaker. He's the prison shaker. Glory to God. He's the one who can free us from the prison that we built ourselves. He's the one that can come into our lives and bring newness up in us like we've never felt. Joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. Out of his God. Glory. That's what I want. And I went for all of it. There's people out there right now, and you've held back for years. That's part of it. You don't want to give up to it. But praise God, that's the very part that Jesus wants to work on, is the part you've been holding back, hiding back from it. Never would let it all go. Just submit yourself to God. Be like old Isaiah when he said, who am I going to send, Lord? And Isaiah spoke up to him, send me, Lord. Send me. I'm willing. Use me. I submit. Whatever you want. Just send me to do it. Glory to God. When you do that, they ain't no telling how many new blessings will come into your life. I've seen them all. This eye told you. This eye, the doctor said, we'll never see that. I can see. I've been reading this word. I can get out and go anywhere I want to. Why? Because God loved me. I delighted myself in God. I trusted in the Lord, and he brought it to pass. Glory to God. Doctors don't know it. And here's the next thing. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. What you say? I'm going to make you the light of the world because I dwell in you. I'm going to let you be a light that others can see. I'll bring your righteousness, Lord, where it's apparent to them that you found something that they hadn't got, but it just caused them to be jealous. And then they'll say that because when you found the best thing that there ever was, hallelujah, and you just wallowed in it, you got so much of it that you just shined to people. And glory to God. You know what? They'll figure it out sooner or later that right there could be mine too. I can have that in me. I can live like that and be a light to my family. Ain't no reason I should lose my children into the pit of hell when I can be the light that they see. They can see Jesus in me. Glory to God. It says this. Rest in the Lord. And here's the one going to be hard. And wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to me. Don't worry about that, because he'll soon be cut down. But how about this? I know people that have come to church that's been in a car wreck and maybe crippled. Put them in a wheelchair. And you ain't, they ain't been in church till that happened. But here they'll all come. And every church there maybe get up and pray for them. And they'll pray. And they claim they're believing and all that. And he don't get well quick enough. And they'll stay there for a couple or 3 months. All of a sudden they kind of fade back out. And they're gone. And you don't ever get healed. Well, what did you say? You hear what I'm saying? Listen to this again. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. We don't have patience. We don't want to wait on anything. We're in a modern society. We got fast food. We got a drive-through pharmacy. We got drive-through places you can get groceries. We got all this stuff. So why would I have to wait? Because he said, my ways are not your ways. And his time is not our time. But he will move. You just have faith. You trust and rest in the Lord. I brought it to God. And it's going to happen. Friends, do you know how long I went blind? 2 years and 9 months I went blind in this house. This house flat. It was gone. That's all I had. And I kept praying. I said, Lord, I don't ask you to just fix it all the way. I just ask you, make it where I can read the Word, Lord. Make it where I can read the Word of God. Didn't ask him to drive and do things. Just let me read your Word. And I kept praying and kept believing. And glory to God. And one day, hallelujah, I went out of cataract, took off. And I had good sight in his eye. Only God can do that. And he only does it now. For them was resting in him. And they put all their hope, all their trust, all their understanding, everything into him. They don't worry about it because they know he's going to do it. Why? Because that's called faith. And he said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, you will never submit to it. Without faith, you'll not confess out of your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Because without faith, friend, you're going to find yourself on the outside of the glory of God. But with faith, if you truly got faith in God, then act like it. You hear me?
Yeah.
If it's trust in the Lord.
Delight
thyself also in the Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. And he said, rest in the Lord. And wait patiently. He goes on and says, cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Fret not thyself anywise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Think about that. Everybody that's serving this world gives up their soul for what little part of it they get. And yet the one that refused to do evil once they come to Jesus, that refused to hate me, that refused to strike back at them, the one that don't stab somebody in the back because they stab me in the back. The ones that prays for them and does stuff to them. The ones that trust God and wait on him to do what he said he'd do. Glory to God. They go in here this earth. It's all going to be out. I don't have to worry about the world. If I serve Jesus, it's all going to be mine. Hallelujah. Now, what is it that makes you want this world so much more than Jesus? Because you're just going to get your little part in it. But if you serve the Lord, it'll all be yours. We're going to inherit the earth. But we're going to inherit it with eternal life, with the salvation that only the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse you enough to give you that kind of salvation that comes through grace. Glory to God. Hallelujah, God. And you can't get that but through faith. Only way you can do any of it. Only way you can submit to God is to believe that He is and He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him out. Friends, seek Him while He may be faithful. It says, seek the Lord while He may be near, while He's near to you. Because they're going to come a day. This whole world is going to figure it out. There's going to come a time when He's not going to hear you no more. He won't listen. He'll work with you. He'll strive with you. He's long-suffering to you. But there does come a time when He'll say, that's enough. I've knocked on your heart's door until I've got bloody knuckles. I've sought you out. I've pulled you by my spirit. I've drawn you to Jesus. But you never submit. You never give Him your all. And you can't have this much. You've got to have every bit of it. He hung on that cross with outstretched arms. And all you got to do is walk into Him. He'll wrap around you. Just like mama and daddy does to a little baby. They hold him in their arms. That first time, they look down with his pure look. Look at that baby. That's just how Jesus longs to look at you. My child. Oh, my child, come on. You come on. And forever you'll be with me. And forever I'll be with you. Friend, if you don't want it, don't worry, you won't be. But if you want it tonight, all you've got to do is submit yourself to God. Give up. Let go. And let God do what He wants to do in your life. It may be something that surprised you. It did me. When He let you know finally what He wants you to do. He called me to preach. And I was like, he can't be saying that. I'm still preaching. And I still love Him. And He's still bigger and stronger than any problem I've ever had. He fills me with joy when everything's going wrong. You know, today, I'm going to tell this story. But today I thought, I don't know if I can go on tonight. Today would have been my wife's birthday. And that kind of bears hard on me. When you miss somebody you love that much. But I know where she's at, Brenda. And I know Brenda would rather have me preaching this gospel than sitting around and moping about her not being here with me. Because I'm working my way to her. I'm going to go where she's at. I want to see my Jesus and thank Him for rewarding her for her service to me. And I, glory to God, I'm going to thank Him for how good He's been to me. He's loved me. When I wasn't lovable. He put up with my foolishness. He brought me out of sin. He baptized me with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And He will you. And friend, I'm going to tell you this. Because I love you. You've been in church for years and years. And still haven't got the Holy Ghost. They slumped in your way. And you need to get down. And ask God. Whatever's in my way. Whatever's between us. Please take it out of my life. I need your spirit. I need the guide. I need the comfort inside me. And you will see a change that you like ever before. Friend, you'll have the power of God is left. Look it up. You'll find in the Bible, He's called the Comforter. He's there no matter what you go through. He's there to give you the comfort and the peace of knowing that God's got it under control. Sister Betty, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Hey, we thank you for coming on and obeying the Lord. Good word. Do you have any prayer requests while we're on here?
Keep remembering, Mama, she's doing a whole lot better. Prayer's moved on her, helping her where she's not doing all the staggering and stuff right now. And I praise God for it. I want y'all to keep remembering John David Gaines. He's in prison, and I want him to come out of there a new person, different, born again, with a new heart, a new mind. And I've got lost children. Need God to move on them. And he's the churches that's grown so cold and dark in them. I want the light of God to shine out the church doors and windows like it did in the days of old when they gathered in seeking God. I want to see this world change and brought back to the realization that with God, everything's better. Pray for my family, my loved ones, all the sick folk out there, and just ask God to be with all the ones that's lost.
Yes, just remember all the ones that have called in or have wrote in here. Ann Hagen, she's needing a miracle, and her daughter is also. Her daughter's not going to make it much longer if she don't get a miracle. So remember Melissa in your prayers. Think they live in Athens. Remember them. My cousin Lori just wrote me and said to pray for her. She's got a son that's in the hospital that's been there for a while, so remember him. And remember Melvin and their family. And Dakota and his family and the little 3.5-pound baby. Let's remember Billy Keeler. He's had to have a cast put on his foot, so he's down, and he apologized for not making it on here, but I told him it would be okay, that we'd be praying for him. He said to pray for Willie and Lily in the church of Barnellville Gospel down there in Barnell, Georgia. And Angie Yates said to remember her. Her blood pressure is out of control. So let's remember all these, and there's many more, and there's probably some on Facebook there. So remember all the people out there on Facebook, and let's just take all the needs to the Lord in prayer. We've got just a few minutes left, and we're just going to take them to the Lord. Remember all the ones that need to be saved. We all have family members that need to come to the Lord, so let's just keep praying for everybody else's family members, and we'll see God move and for him to come in then. Okay, we're going to all go to the Lord in prayer for all these needs. Lord, we just praise you and we just thank you.
Lord, we come again, God, today, Lord Jesus, calling up on your great name, Lord, praying for the needs of the requests, God. Lord, it needs touch, needs the healing, Lord, needs salvation, God. We pray, Jesus, that you touch every one of them, Lord, as we agree together. Lord, and we believe you, God, for miracles on top of miracles, Lord. Oh, we know you are a miracle worker, Lord. We pray that you would have your way. Lord, you would meet the need, God. Lord, visit the hospitals and the nursing homes. Lord, to heal and to deliver, God. Oh, hallelujah, set free. Lord, Jesus, save them, God. Lost without you, God. Lord, we pray and we believe that we agree together, Lord, that they heal, Lord, that save, God. Their needs are met according to your riches and glory. For Christ Jesus, God, we give you praise and glory.
In the name of Jesus,
holy name.
Remember Maryland tonight, Lord, that is going through chemo treatment. Lord, we just ask you to be with her. Give her strength, God, in Jesus' name.
All men would be much better.
Thank you.
But we would.
Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We praise you.
Praise
God. Thank you, Lord, for meeting all the needs of these people.
Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
Praise your name.
Praise your name, Lord.
We just
want to say that it's good to be here tonight, and we thank everybody for joining in, and our time is gone, so we're going to say good night. God bless, and we'll see you next week. We'll see you next week at between 6 and 8. So, God bless.
God bless.
Your friends
love
and your family about this, and share it out for us, please. God bless.
Hey.